Chapter 12. Relaxation. Most smokers think that a cigarette helps them to relax. The truth is that nicotine is a chemical stimulant. If you take your pulse and then smoke two consecutive cigarettes, there will be a marked increase in your pulse rate. One of the favorite cigarettes for most smokers is the one after a meal. A meal is a time of day when we stop working. We sit down and relax, relieve our hunger and thirst, and then are completely satisfied. However, the poor smoker cannot relax, as he has another hunger to satisfy. He thinks of the cigarette as the icing on the cake, but it is the little monster that needs feeding. The truth is that the nicotine addict can never be completely relaxed, and as you go through life, it gets worse. The most unrelaxed people on this planet aren't non-smokers, but 50-year-old business executives who chain-smoke, are permanently coughing and spluttering, have high blood pressure, and are constantly irritable. At this point, cigarettes cease to relieve, even partially, the symptoms that they have created. I can remember when I was a young accountant bringing up a family. One of my children would do something wrong, and I would lose my temper to an extent that was out of all proportion to what he had done. I really believed that I had an evil demon in my makeup. I now know that I had. However, it wasn't some inherent flaw in my character, but the little nicotine monster that was creating the problem. During those times, I thought I had all the problems in the world. But when I look back on my life, I wonder where all the great stress was. In everything else in my life, I was in control. The one thing that controlled me was the cigarette. The sad thing is that even today, I can't convince my children that it was the smoking that caused me to be so irritable. Every time they hear a smoker trying to justify his addiction, the message is, "Oh, they calm me. They help me to relax." A couple of years ago, the adoption authorities threatened to prevent smokers from adopting children. A man rang up irate. He said, "You're completely wrong. I can remember when I was a child. If I had a contentious matter to raise with my mother, I would wait until she lit a cigarette, because she was more relaxed then." Why couldn't he talk to his mother when she wasn't smoking a cigarette? Why are smokers so unrelaxed when they're not smoking, even after a meal at a restaurant? Why are non-smokers completely relaxed then? Why are smokers not able to relax without a cigarette? The next time you're in a supermarket and you see a young housewife screaming at a child, just watch her leave. The first thing she'll do is to light a cigarette. Remember seeing, say, Steve Davis and Hurricane Higgins on television. Notice the difference? Which of the two was more relaxed? Start watching smokers, particularly when they're not allowed to smoke. You'll find that they have their hands near their mouths, or they're twiddling their thumbs, or tapping their feet, or fiddling with their hair, or clenching their jaw. Smokers aren't relaxed. They've forgotten what it feels like to be completely relaxed. That's one of the many joys you have to come. The whole business of smoking can be likened to a fly being caught in a pitcher plant. To begin with, the fly is eating the nectar. At some imperceptible stage, the plant begins to eat the fly. Isn't it time you climbed out of that plant?